Welcome to the home study course entitled Balancing the Power Dynamic and Therapeutic Relationship, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute. Our primary intent for this course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979 to thousands nationally and in Canada as well. My name is Catherine Appleton. We appreciate the fact that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. I will be the narrator of this CD set. Let's talk about the format of this CD set. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situation. When you hear the term therapist, if your job title is social worker, marriage and family therapist, psychologist, mental health counselor, resident director, team leader, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term for the title that is most meaningful to you. Also, for the purposes of brevity, I will use the term client. However, transpose this term to the one that is the most meaningful for those you treat, whether the term consumer, patient, resident, etc. is used. The key is not to let my use of these shorthand terms turn you off from the ideas presented by saying, this doesn't apply to me, I'm a resident assistant, or I'm a therapist, and I deal with patients, not clients. Also, regarding completion of your answer booklet, periodically questions are asked regarding the content to which you have just listened. These questions correspond with the questions in your answer booklet. Merely write the correct letter in the blank next to the question that applies. There is nothing trick or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify your playing of this CD set. Each question is included on this CD as well as on the answer book, and sequentially deals with the section that just preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read a question prior to listening to that tract on the CD. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, if you have the answer booklet handy now, it might be a good idea to read question 1 and listen for the answer in the next section of track 1. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your self-awareness regarding balancing the power dynamic with clients. The Institute selected this topic as a result of a survey conducted of professional licensure boards in several states. The boards were asked what ethical area they would select as having the greatest priority. We as therapists would like to think that mental health professionals taking advantage of their clients by a power imbalance were not a problem, or a problem that is left far behind in the free love era of the 70s and 80s and the AIDS aware era of the 90s. One would certainly feel this is not something to be concerned with, especially in this lawsuit prone new millennium. Don't you hear at least one advertisement per night on television from a lawyer pleading you to sue someone about something? But the truth is, many mental health professionals rely on a number of rationalizations and assumptions that allow us to maintain certain beliefs about balancing the power in the therapeutic relationship regarding especially the physical contact boundary between ourselves and our patients or clients. Here are three rationalizations I found. See where you fit in your thinking about the three. The first rationalization is this one. Are you thinking right now, balancing therapeutic power regarding, for example, sexual contact with clients no longer exist? Number two, do you think that the occurrence of this contact is currently greatly exaggerated? Or number three, do you think that we are able to, so to speak, police ourselves and that clients who complain are treated with dignity and respect? I feel beliefs that maintain the silence about abuse of patients, clients, residents, etc. perpetuates these rationalizations. My belief is that understanding is the first step to learning. My hope is that you feel you have a real interest in learning more about this complex and emotionally laden issue. And perhaps the gem, the idea you're really looking for on this CD set, is a better understanding of the dynamic of the abuse of power by those in the mental health profession and creating that balance of power. Thus, the content of this CD set will be divided into two parts. The first part deals with warning signs, risk factors, and stages of recovery. The final part deals with treatment interventions. Question 1. What is one rationalization some professionals use regarding abuse of the personal contact boundary with clients?